This is Libre Quest. My name is Matt,
and this episode is number 34, recorded on the 13th of April, 2020. The first news article that I have today from 9to5 Linux, this article written by Marius Nestor. This was posted on April 12, 2020. Linus Torvalds kicks off the development cycle of Linux kernel 5.7. 2 weeks after the release of Linux kernel 5.6, Linus Torvalds has now kicked off the development cycle of the upcoming Linux 5.7 kernel series by releasing the first RCE build. The two-week merge window for the Linux 5.7 kernel series is now closed. Today marks 2 weeks since the release of Linux 5.6, which means that new RCs can be released weekly for Linux kernel 5.7. And for the historical news article today, this is from April 13 in 2008, Debian GNU/Linux 3.1 updated. The Debian project is pleased to announce the 8th and final update of its old stable distribution, Debian GNU/Linux 3.1, codenamed Sarge. This update mainly adds corrections for security problems to the old stable release, along with a few adjustments to serious problems. Please note this update does not constitute a new version of Debian GNU/Linux 3.1, but only updates some of the packages included. There is no need to throw away 3.1 CDs or DVDs, but only to update against ftp.debian.org after installation in order to incorporate those late changes. Alright, so I did want to add some listener feedback in the episode today. This feedback is from the bittube.tv platform, and this comment was left by Fun Linux Laptop. I just use grsync to keep my home folder backed up. Now, this is in response to episode 33, Linux Backup Utilities, and we didn't cover grsync, so I assume that is a graphical rsync program. So, very cool. Thank you, Fun Linux Laptop, for leaving that comment for us. Alright, so the main topic for the show today is going to be fun and educational free software for kids. Now, if you're like me, you might have a house full of little rugrats running around, and you know that they need to be entertained sometimes. But the first two applications I'm going to be talking about are actually educational applications. The first one is GComprehr, and from the website, GComprehr is a high-quality educational software suite, including a large number of activities for children aged 2 to 10. Some of the activities are game-oriented, but nonetheless still educational. Here's a list of activity categories with some explanations. Computer discovery, keyboard, mouse, and touchscreen, reading, letters, words, reading practice, typing text, arithmetic, numbers, operations, table memory, enumeration, double entry table, science, the canal lock, the water cycle, renewable energy, geography, countries, regions, culture, games, chess, memory, align 4, hangman, tic-tac-toe, other, colors, shapes, braille, learn to tell time. So my kids actually love this program. It is very educational. It is very fun as well. They're going to have a really good time using that program. And the next application is called Child's Play. And this one's very similar to GComprehr. In fact, there's a little bit of shared applications in Child's Play and in GComprehr. But it is another option if you're looking for something educational for your kids to do. And I really find these programs to be valuable in a few different ways. One is because my kids are learning how to use the keyboard, the mouse, or a touchpad, and they're becoming familiar with how to use applications on a more desktop-oriented device instead of a touchscreen device or something like a tablet. Okay, so from the website, what's Child's Play? Child's Play is a collection of educational activities for young children and runs on Windows, OS X, and Linux. Child's Play can be used at home, kindergartens, and preschools. Child's Play is a fun and safe way to let young children use the computer and at the same time teach them a little math, letters of the alphabet, spelling, eye-hand coordination, etc. So that is also a very good one that I would highly recommend. Okay, so enough about educational software. Let's get into the really fun stuff. Webcamoid, the ultimate webcam suite. This one is very cool, although I have to admit it doesn't keep the kids entertained for that long. Not as long as some of the games or GComprehr, the educational stuff. But this one is fun nonetheless. It has a lot of different plugins, a lot of different effects and things. So there's blur, broken TV, cartoon, cinema, color filters. There's ASCII art, aging, black and white, distort, a whole bunch of really fun stuff. Your kids will probably find that one pretty interesting. Again, that's a webcamoid. But if your kids are anything like my kids, they're going to be more interested in the games. So on to the games. This next one is Potato Guy, or K-Tuberling. So if you're looking for Potato Guy in your repository, it's probably not going to be there under Potato Guy unless someone took the time to, I don't know, give it an alias in the repository or something. But this is K-Tuberling. It's K-T-U-B-E-R-L-I-N-G. It's basically Mr. Potato Head. But from from the website, it says, K-Tuberling, a simple constructor game suitable for children and adults alike. The idea of the game is based around a once popular doll-making concept. So this one is actually distributed under the GPL version 2. And this can be entertaining for many, many hours, really. Although I don't know if I would recommend that much screen time for your kids. Alright, so this next one I do recommend with caution because it can be quite addicting and it's hard to keep my kids away from this one. This is Supertux. So from the website it says, welcome. Supertux is an open source classic 2D jump and run side scroller game in a style similar to the original Super Mario games. So in Supertux you play as Tux. You start out as kind of a small penguin and then you get a snowball, and then it becomes a big penguin, and then you can get a flower where he becomes a little fire Tux, and he can shoot fireballs, and he shoots fireballs at his enemies and they melt. Now, one thing about this game is it can be quite challenging on some of the levels, so your kids might start asking you to help them. I know mine do for sure. But if you enjoyed the Super Mario games, yeah, this is definitely a really great game. Okay, so for the next game, it's going to be Tux Kart, Super Tux Kart actually. Super Tux Kart is a 3D open source arcade racer with a variety of characters, tracks, and modes to play. And that's a really short description of the game. I mean, what it really is it's a lot like Mario Kart. You drive around, it's multiplayer, you can play with, not exactly sure how many players, I would think probably around 8. It does support network play now, and I believe you can play perhaps online with other people, I'm not really sure. I have tried the local area network gameplay, and it does run quite nice. However, this game does kind of require some at least decent GPU performance in order to work properly. Some of the maps can be a little more demanding than others, and you might see a little bit of lag if you're on integrated graphics. And of course, this game, a lot like Super Tux, works really good with a gamepad. If you don't have a gamepad, though, you can play with just a keyboard. Now, I'm sorry, I don't really know on the maximum amount of players or the internet stuff. I didn't actually see that in the FAQ on their website, and I haven't tried it personally myself. But either way, I highly recommend this game as well. Okay, so the last one is going to be Extreme Tux Racer. Now, this game is especially fun. You play as Tux, and you slide around on your belly while you're picking up fish, racing down hills. And there's different maps with, like, different weather patterns and different times of day. It's a very fun, very interesting game. I really love the music. This is one of the very first games that I ever played on Linux, and it used to just be Tux Racer, and it came on the Mandrake install CD. It was very cool. This is like the first time I ever played this game. I was just like blown away by the high quality and the music, and I think it holds up pretty decently. It's a pretty old game, but it's been updated, and this Extreme Tux Racer is actually based on the original, but it is the same game. It's just got a lot of updates on the back end, and it's got a lot of new maps and those sorts of things, but the kids love this one. They play it with a gamepad, and it's just really fun. You know, you race Tux down the hill, see how many fish you can get, and run to the finish line. All right, and since that was the last game that I'm going to cover, I want to talk about GRSync. I've brought up the website here to just kind of read about what it is. GRSync is used to synchronize folders, files, and make backups. GRSync is an rsync GUI, graphical user interface. Rsync is the well-known and powerful command line directory and file synchronization tool. GRSync makes use of the GTK libraries and is released under the GPL license, so it is open source. It doesn't need the GNOME libraries to run, but can of course run under GNOME, KDE, or Unity pretty fine. It can be effectively used to synchronize local directories, and it supports remote targets as well, even though it doesn't support browsing the remote folder. Sample uses of GRSync include synchronize a music collection with removable devices, backup personal files to a networked drive, replication of a partition to another one, mirroring of files, etc. So thank you to Fun Linux Laptop for sending that comment. That is very cool. And I do want to say thank you to Lux from Linux Lounge for hosting episode 33. And that episode was all about backup utilities for the Linux desktop. It's a very good episode. So I think this was a good follow-up just to add on to the end of this episode to just offer up another option for you to take a look at. And that will be the end of episode 34. I thank you so much for being a listener, as always. Hopefully I was able to provide maybe a few good ideas for entertaining or getting your kids some educational Linuxy goodness going on. This has been Matt, and I'll talk to you again soon here on LibreQuest.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can send us a tip on library at lbry.tv/@LibreQuest. You can also join us on Patreon and Subscribestar. If you would like to send us feedback, you can send your email to feedback@LibreQuest.org. You can also join the forum at LibreQuest.org/forum. As always, thank you for being a listener, and we'll talk to you next time on LibreQuest.